Next look like leg end. So I'm a leg end, if you like. Kilda, I love Stevie Wonder too. Hey.
Oh, that's very good. And leg end is a very humble way to live in this world. So I'm about it. So we've been talking about Mahuru Māori for the past couple of days, actually, since the beginning of the week. And we're talking to different people about where they're at in their reo journey. I'm not a fan of saying that sentence, but I understand what it means. So maybe you got a better line for me. But so yes, we've been talking to certain people about their journeys of all levels and asking them, you know, what are they challenging themselves with this time? But firstly, just for Te Mātāwai, what have they got planned for Mahuru Māori this year?
Think about Mahuru Māori for us is that it's we go beyond the mahurutanga and look at ao pō pō ao kōrero Māori. Hango hoki rā e te e rahi rāni, tukana tō reo nei, hei reo oranga mō, hei oranga nō rā mō tō whānau, hei reo oranga nō rā mō tō marae iwi hapuri rāni. Se koe nā te take nei, kei te tautoko Māori ka rau atu mātua te mātāwai, mō tēnei mea ko te maurura, but mina ko te take nei, whakawhānui te anora ngā whakaaro nei, me pehe tā tātou ao me nā kā kōrero Māori mai i ngā rā katoa i ngā wiki kato. Pai hoki rā reo rua, pai hoki rā, aunga hoki rā te ite o te reo Māori i roti i tō kōrero nei, he reo Māori kei runga. Koe nā tāku tōku whakaaro, tōku mea whakautu i tō pātai nui kia au ko tēnei mea ko te mauru Māori. Ko tēnei mea ko tōku reo. Tōku reo, tōku oho oho. Koe nā te take te mea nei hei whāinga mōku. My language is my inspiration. It's my liberation. It gives me a space where I feel I belong in. I still struggle with te taku kaunga nei me te e rātu o ngā wero, e wero mai kia mātou anō rā, o te nuinga o mātou, e rā ko koutou ko ngā rianga i puta mai ia i ngā kōanga reo me ngā kura kaupapa. Ngari mō taku rianga nei i te wā, kua tatake anō rā tatatau reo, tatake perokira i te moa. You know, that was just 20 years ago when the language was almost dead, and we talked about what revitalisation might look like, and we had to continue to challenge the Crown about providing resources so that we could have reo irirangi like Wātea. And I remember people like my Aukau Mātua at the time, Huirangi Waikirepuru, who was part of Ngā Kai Whakapūmau Te Reo Māori, that took the Crown to task about providing resources for Te Reo Māori. So the Crown said, no, you don't need it. And so he took that along with Ngā Kai Whakapūmau Te Reo Māori, along with other key Māori organisations, New Zealand Māori Council, Māori Women's Welfare League. Gosh, I'm not going to forget someone. Ngā Tamatoa. They took the case to the Privy Council, which is the highest court in the Commonwealth. And they agreed with Huirangi Ma. They said, no, the Crown had an obligation if the language was an official language of Aotearoa. Then the Crown had an obligation to provide resources for us to be able to broadcast Te Reo Māori, especially in our homes. And we didn't come up with a model. The Crown came up with a model. And we've got to acknowledge, during this time, I'll be careful about this too, because I've got to. It was the National Party who designed the language, the Māori, the iwi radio network that we have today, Te Whakaruraha. And that gave us a start in terms of saying this is what we have the ability to do without having to ask the Crown for permission, because it's our resource, it's our language. And each station has the responsibility to make sure that their mita, their people and the language that they are kaitiaki of is a living language. So that's koe nā tāku whakautu nei pāneki tēnei mea ko te mauru reo. Mōku ake nei, he mea no ka āhai au o ka Ia ka ahinga ki te oki aku mahara ki tērā taima nei te wā kua mā wīwi na watu i tā tātou reo Māori i tau taima. Kei te mā wīwi tonu, tēnei wā tonu ngari tai anora te kite te pōwaitanga i o tātou reo Māori ki ngā tōpito o Aotearoa nei. Taku mea nei, hei, ei whakaharihari au i te i tō reanga ni, tō reanga ni i tupuake i ngā kura kaupapa, i ngā kuanga reo, i tupuake i te reo Māori, ko te reo Māori tō kōtou reo tuatai. Ake. En i runga ki tērā, kei te hikaka au hukira mō tērā āhotanga. But, you know, it wasn't always like that. And from a te mātāwai perspective, we start to talk about, I know that the Crown tells us, and I respect the Crown in their space, I do, and I'm not having a go at them, but we've got to be careful about the narratives that they give us. And one of the things they continue to espouse, to tell us, is ko te reo te take. I go, well, that's interesting, ko te reo te take, because huirangi waikiru puru, the Privy Council leader, took us to the Privy Council, never talked about that. He always talked about te reo me ona tikanga, and he did it on purpose. And one of the things he talked about in terms of that context was about mana motuhake, is that if our language is our language, then we need to have the ability to take it to where it needs to get to. And so it's sort of like a circle thingy. Circle of life is that the language empowers the people, but the people also empower the language. It never stops. And you can't just have ko te reo te take, because the challenge for us is to maintain that rangatiratanga, that space, that mēnā hei taonga tō tātou reo, no he anora tērā reo. And that's really coming a major issue as we start to look at the oldest. I'll give you e pātai tēnei mō. And if you know, it'll be really, really impressive. If you don't, I'll understand why, because you're just a young person. Oh,
mate, the pressure.
What's the oldest tiriti claim?
Pass.
Yeah, okay. Y262. I think it's changed. Eh? Y262 was for flora and fauna, and now it's come to intellectual property. And so that still hasn't been settled. Mm. And that intellectual property talks about any taonga tuku iho is our property. Part of the taonga tuku iho is te reo Māori. If we don't own that, then it's going to be the Crown that says, ko te reo te take, we're going to have 1 million speakers by 2040, and we should celebrate that. Well, that's part of the challenge. The other challenge for te mātāwa is ka ukai pō tō tātou reo Māori, is that we want to, our dream is that te reo Māori is the first language is spoken by Māori. And also, that the pathway for us to be able to build that language capacity and to tutuki taua moi moia, mā tātou te iwi Māori anō, mā te iwi whānui anōra. I shouldn't just say iwi Māori, because there's also legacy groups in that space, to be able to determine how that works and to determine how we get there all together. Ka reo waiho mā te krauna, anake ne e whakahaere tēnei kaupapa. All right, so that's the sort of stuff we have to start to come to grips with. And the Y262, the intellectual property stuff, it's really about talks about those things, about who has ownership, who has that sort of over all our taonga katoa. Reo Māori, you know, ko ngā mahi rehia, I rātou ngā āhuatanga, no te ao Māori, no Waianora, no tātou, no te ao whānui. So those are the things that I sort of remember when we talk about te mauru Māori. Not quite probably what you wanted, but there has to be a whakaaro whānui atu ki te me pehe te huarahi, hei oranga mo te reo Māori, hei oranga nōra mo te ao whānui.
Kao, he whakahutu pai tēnā ki au. Mm. Aha koe i ki mai au rua meneti noi ho. Nā. I whakawhānui koe i tēnei kaupapa nui rawa atu. Mm. Pono te kōrero, i kōrero koe mō te Y262 claim ni. Mm. And i taka te kapa i te wā ki mai koe tērā. Oh, ia nā tika tērā, i te mea i kōrero ki tētahi atu tauira. tētahi tamaiti e pāna ki tēnei. Orite tō kōrero, except he was talking about whales. He was the decomposed whales. Engari, ki mai ia ai, orite tēnei, enei taonga ki e rāmea. But no, I really appreciate that kōrero, and no doubt our listeners, I think when I was speaking to one of my mates, she reckons, oh, te reo Māori's too hard to learn because then you have to remember everything.
You know, that is so true. That is so true. So, especially for me, I have my ups and downs. You know, sometimes I'm inspired and I speak it. Sometimes I'm terrified because it all depends who's opposite me. And that's the trauma space that we have to land. I want to talk about you before you turn me off.
So I still got one more question for you. So, hard to know.
Okay, so I always own the fact that I discovered Moiawa in a cafe in Onehunga. When I was talking, we were talking to a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours, and then you just bolt on into the cafe and just exploded with all your karakita kōrero, you know, and I thought, wow, listen to this young wahine. Listen to her. She can just talk. She just talks and talks and talks and talks and talks. But the stuff you talk about, I really sort of resonated with me because I thought you were just talking a whole bunch of stuff. But it was really, you know, I thought, oh, that's not bad actually. There's a little bit of this opportunity there. And then I thought about, geez, I wonder how you'd be on Wāte. And then I spoke to Kura, Waikura, who's your boss. And we met you in Māngere Bridge, and she said the same thing as soon as she heard you talk. She goes, gosh, this wahine has a lot of potential in Te Ao Pāpāo. And you do. If you can just talk, forget about the clock, and all of a sudden you've run out of time, then you know you've done your job. And the clock for me, an hour clock for me is just a template. You work the hour clock doesn't work you. I'm going to stop now because I'll keep on going.
I was waiting for the pātai.
Well, what is a pātai, Cameron?
I've got a pātai for you, but you go, actually, since we're on their topic, there was a point in there, there was a time in there where you said, this is how it's going to go. If you do well, I found you. If you don't do well, could have found you. And so we've not yet discovered what the answer is,
but I know.
That five-year plan we were talking about earlier, we'll know then who discovered me. But pono te kōrero, we'll just say Zoe found me.
it's in Zoe's space at the moment, but I think you've got a lot of potential. And I know you get a little bit uncomfortable when we start talking about you because, you know, e harakwe te kumare kōrero ki tō reka. You know, me waihoki a aumahi nei koe, e whakanui aumahi nei koe, e whakamana. See, I can just speak Māori just like that.
Beautiful.
With you. It's a safe space. Safe place. When I get to Poia Limandewi, tērā tangata, when he talks as murupara reo, kua ngaro au hoki rā iai iau, i roti i tōna kōrero hōhonu rabu atu. And I'm trying to think, yes, what is he talking about? You know, but okay, I'll grab my trusty app. And okay, what does that mean? Tanapu. Stand up. It's just a translate. Why didn't you just say stand up?
I struggle with those. I half of the words that I don't understand, you actually can't find them on Te Aka. They're all mita or they're. Hey, before we head off to our English news, for our listeners, you know, you spoke about all these important things to consider as we dive deeper into, I guess, the decolonizing of ourselves. Reclamation. I guess. At the end of the day, you got to go home and you got to make yourself a kai, go wharepaku and drink water. And so those are the basics, ne? So for you with Te Reo Māori, what's the basics? What do you got to challenge yourself with every day?
You have to be clear in your identity. You have to have, that has to be your strong foundation, eh? Because if you're still mixed up in your head about he Māori ahau he hararani, then you're just going to continue to get confused. You'll get to and also understand why you want to do it. There has to be a why you want to speak Māori. I wanted to speak Māori because I wanted to be, I suppose now well, because when you're oppressed, I'm from Taranaki, and there is a reason why there is Parihaka, and there is a reason why the Taranaki Wars started there is because the place was racist. And growing up in Ngā Motu is just full of freaking rednecks. So the language for me was my suit of armour, eh? Mm. And it still continues to – I still continue to build on it. I'm aware of my challenges in terms of te whakapakari o tōku reo ni. So, you know, I te awi te pō, kei te wangawanga hukina, I te kaunga o te kore taki rānei o taku kōrero, taku reo. But, you know, my wife says most of the problem is me. No one else. What are you going on about? Okay, yeah, all right. But, you know, you have to be clear in who you are as a person. And once you understand that, then that can just give you that, I call it the suit of armour. I think it's something else that gives you that ability to tūrangatira. Is that the word? Tūrangatira. Ai, kia ora. Pai, kia noe.
Pai tēnā kōrero. Well, tēnei te mihi ki a koe e te maruehi. Kāre e kore, kāre e tangata, e tuatu i a koe. I konei, nah. But yes, here at the, you know, with our whānau here at te Radio Wāte, we always appreciate Bernie O'Donnell for always coming in, being willing, but also challenging us. Every now and then, if you hear me hapa, don't you worry, Bernie O'Donnell would call me up and let me know. That's it. Always down for it. But also, awesome kōrero there. We were talking about Mahuru Māori. No, we were talking about Te Reo Māori and how we just continue to challenge ourselves, continue to learn, and many other things, which we'll unpack later on. But that was Bernie O'Donnell, co-chair of Te Mātāwai and whānau here at Radio Wātea.